This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to the constituency. If you look up the online encyclopedia Wikipedia, it will tell you that some of the finest agricultural land in the world is here in County Tipperary. Now that may be a bit of an exaggeration, but this is certainly a farming stronghold. The spotlight this week is on the battle for the 6 Dáil seats in Tipperary's two constituencies, North and South. And both contests have pretty much everything. There's internal party rivalry, there are former party colleagues lining up against each other, and in both cases the final outcome is pretty hard to predict. I'll also be looking this evening at the growth in prominence of independent candidates and asking whether this is likely to continue. But first, farmers here at the Mid-Tipperary Mart in Thurles have been telling me about their priorities.
Well, cattle prices are always the big issue with farmers all times, every year, you know. And the cattle prices are back a bit this year, you know. Going to the mart here today and you'll see 75% of the people will be grey-headed farmers, you know.
That's an interesting point that you make. I think it's fair to say you're one of the youngest people here today.
Possibly, yeah.
And do you find that many young people now that they don't want to go into farming?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. The money that can be made in construction at the moment doesn't have any relation to what's been made in farming, you know.
You're here outside the mart in Thurles. Were you buying or selling today?
I was selling.
How did you get on?
Well, I'd done all right. I suppose I could have done better a while ago, but I had to wait for a hair test and get ready that way. Well, all these inspections, they're all a big threat, and your single payment is at risk if you don't comply with all these new regulations, and everybody's up the wall to know what way are they fixed or what way are they not fixed or whatever the story is.
Of course, a lot of those regulations, they come from the EU, so is there anything that politicians locally or nationally can actually do for you?
Well, I don't know whether they can or not, but you see, a lot of farmers are in the dark over to know where they stand, what they should have done or what they shouldn't have done.
The amount of forms, the amount of red tape that's coming at us there now.
Farming aside, as far as politics is concerned, any particular issues that bother you at the moment?
Looking forward to a general election. Big splashes in the newspaper about this, everything is given away, but there's nothing been given away. Everybody's been crucified, if you ask me.
20, 420, 420, 360.
Now, we're all familiar with farmers' complaints. A few years back, a competition for the most unlikely newspaper headline was won by the entry, Farmers Happy. But there's no doubt that many farmers have left the land and that this trend will continue. A report last year commissioned by the government predicted that by 2025 there would be only 10,000 full-time farmers in Ireland. That compares with 40,000 at the moment. Joe O'Connell is the manager of Mid Tipperary Mart.
If you go onto the ring outside here, you'll see the cross section of the people here, and the age profile would not be very good.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. There are very few young farmers in there this afternoon.
And that would be the case in every mart in the country. Unfortunately, for the last many years, they have been leaving the farming. And I suppose with all the kind of new directives and regulations and that, there's no real enthusiasm for farming.
That's an interesting point that you make there. Do you ever get to a stage where you think, God, will we be here in 10 years' time?
I think every mart in the country would think that. Definitely probably there'll be fewer marts, no question about it, because there's fewer farmers. And it's a lot more part-time farmers. Or even the part-time farmers are kind of getting disillusioned as well because of the workload involved between doing two jobs and coming home in the evening and working maybe 9 to at night. It's just very hard to do.
There was a time when farming was a big, big issue in Ireland and the farmers' lobby was thought to be very, very strong. Do you get the sense that that isn't quite the case now?
Well, purely from politicians' point of view, the votes are no longer in farming. Like, I mean, years ago, as you said, the farming organisations were very strong. The farming community would have a big say. But I would say most politicians would say to themselves, we'll get more votes in the House and State across the road than we'll get in travelling 10 miles around the country. So they haven't got the same power.
Seasonal music booms out over the square in Thurles, the largest town in North Tipperary. Nina is the other big centre of population here, but it's largely a rural constituency. The three sitting TDs are Michael Smith and Maura Hochter of Fianna Fáil, and the independent Michael Lowry, who we'll be hearing from in just a moment. All three are running again, although this is generally believed to be the last election for both Smith and Lowry. People here say that North Tip is a reliable political barometer. Whoever gets the upper hand forms the government. Michael Dundon is the editor of the Tipperary Star.
That has been the tradition down the years. Fianna Fáil can hold two seats in North Tipperary. It's very seldom they're out of government. But if they lose a seat, which has happened to them, I think you nearly have to go back three or four elections now to the last time they lost a seat in North Tipperary. If they lose a seat, they're in trouble nationally.
Right across from here up to Capa White, back down to Killinall, Ballingarry, Gortnahoo, and then back up into Borrisachane. In every parish, I would have people that are there to support and assist me.
Michael Lowry, talking about his political base in Tipperary. The so-called Lowry team now incorporates several councillors, including his son Micheál and the current mayor of Thurles. A former minister, he of course parted company with Fine Gael when it emerged that he had received secret payments from the then supermarket boss, Ben Dunn. The McCracken Tribunal found that he had an unhealthy business relationship with Dunn and that he had evaded tax. So ever since, he has languished on the independent benches. But as independents do, he insists that this doesn't leave him at that much of a disadvantage.
I had exactly the same access and the same influence as any backbench member of Fine Gael, Labour, the Greens, Sinn Féins or any of the rest of them. The only ones in the Dáil of the 166 that have that extra bit of privilege are those sitting behind the government benches. Other than that, we're all equal.
At this stage, a decade after you left the party, what's your relationship with Fine Gael?
Well, I still retain a very close personal friendships within the party. I have many good friends within the Fine Gael organisation at national level. You know, I have, how would I put it to you, accepted the position that I'm in. So I would say, in short, I have a very good working relationship with the Fine Gael party at national level.
There was a perception for a long time that you would like to have gone back to Fine Gael.
Well, I'm a political realist, and at the time, you know, I resigned from the Fine Gael party. At that particular time, I was aware that a number of inquiries were going to be conducted. I never in my wildest dreams imagined that 10 years later I would still be involved in tribunals and various investigations. But I have to be said, Rachel, that many of the things that I was accused of at the time have simply not been substantiated and have been since found to be unwarranted claims.
In terms of your political career, do you ever wish that you'd never heard the name Ben Dunn?
Obviously I have. If I had it all back again, I mean, I never imagined what was going to unfold. And effectively what happened was there was an overlap between my business life and my political life. I wasn't aware of many of the facts and the details that subsequently emerged in relation to Ben Dunn. Had I been more cautious and had I been more aware. I certainly look forward to the day when a report is published, particularly into the administration of the mobile GSM licence. I have been subjected to 10 years of a very, very difficult time.
As has been well documented, not only did his tribunal troubles not do Michael Lowry any harm, they actually helped provide a huge electoral boost. He topped the poll in 97 and again in 2002. However, he does face another tribunal report. For the best part of a decade now, the Moriarty Tribunal has been investigating the awarding of the state's second mobile phone licence to Dennis O'Brien. It has uncovered business deals which apparently link the two men. But the former Minister for Communications says he has nothing to worry about.
I know in my heart that I conducted my business without any impropriety. And I think that all of the evidence that has been given, particularly by the public servants who were involved, would indicate quite clearly that my conduct in relation to that licence was above reproach.
People will say, though, after all of this time, no smoke without fire.
Nobody knows better than I do, Rachel. I know what happened. And I know that I was not involved in any political impropriety. I was cleared of any political impropriety by the McCracken Tribunal, and quite confident I will be cleared of any political impropriety by the Moriarty Tribunal. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm looking to the future, I'm not looking back.
Michael Lowry, who doesn't reckon that the report into his affairs will be published before next year's general election. There will, though, be an interesting twist here in North Tipperary. Another independent with a high profile locally will be running in the Thurles area. Jim Ryan parted company with Fianna Fáil before the last local election.
I was originally Fianna Fáil. I ran for Fianna Fáil in the 99 local elections here in Thurles. I topped the poll for them. And obviously when the local elections of 2004 came along, the next step up the ladder would be the county council elections. But unfortunately, a few people, senior people within the party in North Tipperary and in headquarters in Fianna Fáil in Dublin, opposed me, didn't want me on the ticket, and did everything in their power to ensure that I wasn't on the ticket for Fianna Fáil. So I had no option but to resign from Fianna Fáil. And the feedback I'm getting from the people is that I did the right thing, and hopefully in the future that it'll pay dividends for me.
Yet you would have come from what I suppose would be known as a Fianna Fáil family.
Yes, my grandfather, the late Michael Ryan, was one of the founding members of the Fianna Fáil party. There's a big tradition of Fianna Fáil in my family, but I suppose those days are well gone now at this stage, and I'm running as an independent in the Dáil elections.
There's no doubt but that this is independent country. Four of the nine members of Thurles Town Council are of no party. But given that most observers reckon Michael Lowry will be re-elected next year, it's surely highly unlikely that North Tipperary could return two independents in a three-seat constituency.
People might say and give that argument that will two independent TDs be elected in North Tipperary, but I'd like to look at it and say I'm an independent candidate for North Tipperary, but I'm also the Thurles candidate. And that's
of course, Michael Lowry would also see himself as the Thurles candidate.
Well, the people out in Holy Cross, his home area, mightn't look at it that way. I think they'd be very insulted if you classed a Holy Cross man as a Thurles man. I haven't even started my campaign yet, and certainly when I do in January, we'll be giving it one good lash.
So then, lots of questions in North Tipperary. Can Fianna Fáil hold on to two seats? Can Fine Gael or Labour make a comeback? How will Sinn Féin, who polled quite strongly in the local elections, perform? And if, as he insists he will, Jim Ryan gets a sizeable enough vote, who will this affect? Michael Dundon of the Tipperary Star started with this last question.
Well, certainly Jim Ryan is going to be the unpredictable in this election. He has to affect Michael Lowry because the two of them are basically based in Thurles. Jim Ryan got a whopping vote at the local elections. He headed the poll by a proverbial mile, and he has been working very hard in the area since, so that's all going to stand to him. It will affect Michael Lowry because the two of them are in Thurles, drawing out of Thurles, but I also think it will affect Michael Smith and Fianna Fáil because of his Fianna Fáil connections.
Back to Michael Lowry for a moment. There seems to be a general view around the place that he won't get quite the vote that he got at the last two elections.
I'd say that is correct. I'd say he'd tell you that himself. He got such a vote at the previous elections that it would be difficult to maintain it at that level. But he works extremely hard at constituency level. And I mean, if I was voting for a banker to get in North Tipperary in what is a very volatile kind of a situation, I would say Michael Lowry will get in, will be returned.
Now, the two Fianna Fáil candidates this time are the two sitting TDs, Maura Hochter, who's relatively new to the Dáil, and Michael Smith, who I think it's fair to call a veteran.
Mm. That is correct. Maura Hochter succeeded. She took over from Michael O'Kennedy at the last election. But what also will be different this time is that Michael Smith is not now a minister. And I think it would be fair to say that his chances of being a minister in another Fianna Fáil administration wouldn't be the greatest.
Of course, Maura Hochter and Michael Smith, they were famously at odds a couple of years back when it came to the future of Nina Hospital. Maura Hochter was seen to back the Hanley report, which recommends that the hospital be downgraded. And then Michael Smith came out and said, oh, I'm not having any of this.
That is correct. At a famous public meeting over in Nina, where the hospital was being discussed, Michael Smith really raised eyebrows with his rejection of the Hanley report. But interestingly, I think he rode back a bit on his rejection of it subsequently, because I think there was some work within the Fianna Fáil hierarchy about it.
Moving on then to some of the other candidates, it will be the second election also for the Fine Gael candidate. They've just one person running in this constituency. He's Noel Coonan.
That's right. Noel is a senator, and he did poll quite well the last time. The difficulty that Noel has had is Michael Lowry continues to bedevil the Fine Gael vote. But Noel Coonan has kind of had a good profile since being in the Senate, and he's had a strong profile around the county. And I reckon Noel will be scrapping for the third seat. The third seat is going to be a right scrap between Noel Coonan, Fianna Fáil, and I would say, Kathleen O'Mara of Labour.
Tell us then about Kathleen O'Mara. I think this will be her third election.
Possibly, if she doesn't make it this time, I would say it could well be her last
go at it. Right, it's
now
or never, really.
Yeah, it would look that way. And again, a candidate who has a very strong profile within the constituency. She's been particularly prominent in the Nina Hospital issue and has got a lot of mileage out of that. And I think what's going to be crucial when push comes to shove for the third seat is whether Noel Coonan or Kathleen O'Mara is in front.
Right, I think there are two other candidates. There's another independent candidate, he's called Donal O'Regan, and then there's Councillor Seamy Morris of Sinn Féin. Now, he did very well in the last local election.
He did indeed in Nina, and the Sinn Féin vote is a kind of unpredictable. I expect Seamy Morris to do well, but he will have an influence to a degree. I'm not too sure how many votes he gets, nor am I too sure what way they will go. If he's eliminated.
Right, then let's go through it. You reckon there's definitely going to be one Fianna Fáil TD. Would
right.
it be fair to say that that's more likely at the moment to be Maura Hochter than Michael Smith?
Right now, Maura Hochter would appear to be the front runner. But Michael Smith is a seasoned campaigner. He wouldn't die soft.
Do you also reckon, though, that Michael Lowry will get elected? He will hold on?
I do.
So then three probably fighting it out for the third seat.
That would be it.
If the election was held tomorrow, what do you reckon would happen?
God, it's extremely difficult to call because Jim Ryan's situation aggravates the thing. If he hits Michael Smith in the Thurles area, Michael Smith could lose his seat. It will then boil down to whether Noel Coonan or Kathleen O'Mara, which is in front at the time. In the normal way of talking, I would say Fine Gael would have the stronger support in the county. But Michael Lowry clears the pitch for Fine Gael.
It is a monstrously difficult one,
yeah.
But if you had to call it, which of the two would you say is more likely?
Well, I would think Noel Coonan would be the more likely. But it would be a very shaky judgment, if you know what I mean. And in a week's time, I could tell you something differently because, you know, depending on how things fall out.
Michael Dundon, on what could be a pretty volatile election in North Tipperary. There will certainly be change in South Tip, where Fianna Fáil's Noel Davern is retiring. The other two TDs are running again. They're Tom Hayes of Fine Gael and another independent, the Clonmel-based Seamus Healy.
Well, I was originally, way back, as a very young person, associated with the Labour Party, and I believe and I recall my first involvement was in the old Clonmel Trades and Labour Council Hall, writing envelopes for Sean Tracy, who was the Labour Party candidate in the 60s. I think I was about 14 or 15 years of age at the time.
Seamus Healy first ran for the Dáil back in 1987 and finally took a seat in the June 2000 by-election. Now, the mantra of the big parties is that an independent vote is a wasted vote.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that at all, Rachel. And, you know, I believe that we've been very successful down the years in South Tipperary as the South Tipperary Workers and Unemployed Action Group. And what we've done really is we've effectively put pressure on all the political parties to deliver for South Tipperary. A lot more has to be done. And in particular in relation to the towns of Carrick-on-Shore and Tipperary Town, where unemployment levels are still wholly unacceptable.
Is the next general election, though, going to be more difficult for you than the last one because of the fact that one of your former colleagues, Phil Prendergast, is running as the Labour Party candidate?
Yes, it is. There's no doubt about that. There's a new scene in South Tipperary. So while it will be a difficult election, we certainly hope that the hard work that we've put in over the years will have a positive impact at the polls.
There are 14 TDs in the current Dáil described as independent. Now, some are more independent than others and they encompass every shade of political opinion. They were one of the stories of 2002, but Pat Leahy, who's the political editor of the Sunday Business Post, thinks that for two reasons they won't do so well next year.
One, the 2002 general election took place after a period in which a couple of independents supported the government and were very publicly seen to have to wield enormous influence both in terms of their public profile with government and also in terms of delivering for their constituencies. The other reason is in 2002 there was a weak and divided opposition. Fine Gael were tanking. They weren't seen as a viable alternative. I think in the next general election, next year's general election, you will have a united Fine Gael and Labour front putting themselves forward as an alternative government. And that will act as a magnet to some degree for people who simply don't want to see Fianna Fáil in government.
Now, you're a South Tipperary man yourself and you've been taking a look at the candidates. We've already heard from Seamus Healy and we heard him mention Phil Prendergast, his former colleague who's now the Labour Party candidate.
I think Seamus Healy's been there for a long time, although this is his first full Dáil session. He's been a local politician since the mid-1980s. So the seat is his to lose. Nonetheless, Phil Prendergast poses a threat to him and I would say he is worried.
Fine Gael didn't have that many poll toppers in 2002, but they did have one in South Tipperary, Tom Hayes, and he's their only candidate again this time.
Yeah, Tom Hayes is probably the only he's probably the only banker in this constituency. Fine Gael will take a seat. Tom Hayes is their only candidate. He'll take a seat. He's out in the west of the constituency, but there's Fine Gael votes all over the constituency.
Now there are three Fianna Fáil candidates, and by all accounts, reading the local papers, the internal battles are perhaps as interesting as the external battles.
Yeah, it's always true that where more than one candidate from a particular party is running in a given constituency, that the candidate's most bitter enemies are their fellow party candidates, and that is that's especially true in a situation like this, where the sitting Fianna Fáil TD Noel Davern is retiring, and there's three candidates who are looking to replace him. There's Senator Martin Manser, Siobhan Ambrose, who's based in Clonmel, and Matty McGrath, who's based out in the Newcastle side of the constituency. So there will be one Fianna Fáil seat, and those three will be scrapping it out to see who gets it.
We know the Progressive Democrats say they will be running a candidate, but they're not having their convention until January. So at the moment, the only other confirmed candidate is Liam Brown of Sinn Féin.
Yeah, Sinn Féin always run a candidate here. Liam Brown's based in Cashel. He didn't run in the last general election. While traditionally Tipperary would have been, there would always have been a Republican vote, Sinn Féin haven't really made inroads in there. I don't think there's a realistic chance of a Sinn Féin seat here. This is a very difficult constituency to break into.
Right then, how do you see it going? You've already said that you reckon Tom Hayes is the only banker in this constituency. What about the other seats?
Yeah, this is put your head on the block time.
It is a difficult one, in fairness.
I have to go home for Christmas, you understand. Tom Hazel will hold his seat. There will be one Fianna Fáil seat. I would be reluctant to be drawn, but if you gave me a free bet on it, I would say that possibly Martin Manser might have enough votes in the western side of the constituency, and the competition between the other two Fianna Fáil candidates might be sufficient to keep them down, and then they may transfer. The third seat then, of course, would be between Phil Prendergast for the Labour Party and Seamus Healy, the Independent. Difficult to call. Again, there will be a big vote in Clonmel. I think that Seamus Healy has probably got the edge there. He's the sitting TD. He's been a TD for 6 or 7 years now. If I had to bet on it, which I wouldn't do on my own volition, I would say that Seamus Healy would probably come home.
Pat Leahy of the Sunday Business Post. There could be one other candidate in South Tipperary, and that's the county councillor Michael Fitzgerald. If that name seems familiar, he's the man who was expelled from Fine Gael after admitting that he drove home after 3 or 4 pints. He believes that the drink driving legislation is damaging rural Ireland. A source close to Mr. Fitzgerald told me that he was actively considering running as an independent and would make up his mind in the new year. Well, that's it from Tipperary. You can listen back to this programme and all the other programmes in the series via the RTE website. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details, visit rte.ie/Radio 1.